Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, May 7th, 5:30. Thank you guys for being here for this half hour. We come in early just for you guys who are up early with us. Thank you so much for listening. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Talk to me about last night's game.
It was the final home game of the Las Vegas Thrill. And man, we had such a great crowd. It was packed and it was so much fun. Unfortunately, the ladies couldn't come away with a win, but it was actually, not gonna lie, kind of emotional. Like, we were sad because you just don't know what's gonna happen for next season, which players will return, what's going on, and you know, just saying goodbyes to everyone. We're not gonna see each other until January, and yeah, it was kind of sad. We ended up we were gonna do a little champagne toast after the game for, you know, the staff and everyone that puts it together, and the ladies, they stayed in the autograph line. It was like wrapped around the building and they stayed there forever. So finally I was like, I gotta go. I can't stay.
I got a radio show to do.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. It was so great to see so many people last night coming up and just doing pictures, and we had a great time.
We had Kat Bell in studio yesterday, and she had mentioned if the Thrill would have win their last two games and then get some help, they might have a chance to make the playoffs. I'm taking it because of last night's loss, and there is no chance for playoffs.
Yeah,
for the ladies.
Yeah, unfortunately, we needed the two wins, and then some other things needed to happen as far as the other teams go. Like, they needed to lose a certain amount, and yeah, the cards just didn't align, but it's all good. It was such a fun inaugural season, and the fans are just, I don't know, they are some of the greatest fans in sports. I was talking to Hannah Maddox. She was in studio a few months ago, and I was talking to her mom, and she was saying, you know, we have season tickets to the San Antonio Spurs. And she said, and the energy in this building just is so much better than what they do. Like, what you guys do here in Vegas, it is unsurpassed. Like, a professional NBA team doesn't even do it as good as you guys. Where I was like, wow, that's what a compliment.
Oh, I believe it. It was neat to follow the team too. From the announcement, was the announcement last fall when they announced the team,
yeah,
or beginning of the year, and then they had the tryouts. And Mercedes tried out for the team and ends up getting the in arena MC job, which is just fantastic. You do an amazing job. And that night when you were doing the tryouts, it was the team introduction night, and that place was packed. And just to see, and I've watched a couple games on YouTube throughout the season, and just to see the energy, you can see it when you watch it, just from the things they do. From what's it when they drop the lights? Was it a match serve or something?
Oh, match point.
Match point. Yeah, and is that when the lights go dark in the arena and stuff? It's just you can see, you can tell it's a production they put on for the girls.
Yeah, it was so much fun. So I was really excited that I got to be a small part of it over the season. And you know, January will be here before we know it. So we're very excited. How was your night?
It was good. Did the TV show last night. Mercedes and I do a TV show on Channel 8 called Las Vegas Now. So did that and got home on the later side from that, but worked out after that. Had some dinner, got my work done for the radio show. Laura's out of town, so it's just kind of me hanging out with the dogs last night. But it was a nice night. It was a nice night last night.
Yeah, just typical kind of Monday night, and here we are on Tuesday, ready to get things going. We've got a lot coming up this morning, including more tickets for you to check out Justin Timberlake. He's going to be in town this weekend. We've got your last-minute tickets coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We have a really cool Mother's Day promotion that is happening, our Like My Mom contest. We are loving the pictures that you guys are sending us, and if you haven't sent us yours, make sure you do that. Go to our website, mix941.fm, click on the contest tab. If you and your mom look alike, we want to see your pictures, and every day we are picking one set of kids and moms and giving them a prize pack, and then you'll be included in the grand prize drawing, which we'll do on Friday for a night stay at the Westgate, a spa treatment for two, dinner for two at Fresco Italiano, and a Mother's Day treasure from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. So make sure you go online for that. Mix941.fm. Right now, though, time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Roll to Me by Delamitri?
The right time to roll to me.
Do you want to hear Mo Money, Mo Problems by Notorious B.I.G.? Do you want to hear I'm a Slave for You by Britney Spears? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. A couple of ways: you can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to call count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show here. What do you do when someone comes to your home to do work? Like, they have a job to do. Is it awkward? One of us has a signature move. That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Mo Money, Mo Problems by Notorious B.I.G. is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. So you pick them.
The pre-show, Mercedes in the Morning. So is there something broken in your home right now?
No, I needed the thresholds repaired in our house. And so I got a carpet repair guy that came to the house to put in a new threshold from our living room into our kitchen. And so he was there last week. And it's so funny that I do this. Does anyone else do this when you have a service provider inside your house? I completely changed my routine. We never have the TV on unless we're watching something. It's never on for background noise. It's just at night if we're watching a show. That's the only time we put the television on. But anytime there's a service provider in the house, I feel like I need to have some kind of white noise or background noise. So I always, they show up and the first thing I do is I turn on the TV and I put on ESPN. I don't know why. Go to sports. Everyone likes sports. And it's just so awkward. I should be able to sit there and do what I normally do. But for some reason, when that person is in my house doing work, I feel the need to just change my routine. I want background noise. I want to be close to them, but not close to them. It's just an odd thing that I do.
You just want to make sure that there's no complete silence, because then it could get really awkward.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, there's just silence. It's just me and this guy fixing my threshold. It shouldn't be awkward, but in my mind, it becomes awkward. So turn on the TV. The worst was back at Christmas time, we got a new TV and a guy came to hang our TV. I'm like, ah, I can't turn the TV on because he's hanging our TV right now. So we got to just kind of hang out together.
Do you do something odd when people come over to do work in your house? Corey, our good friend of the show, you actually go into people's houses to do work. Do you notice that they do weird things?
I notice, good morning, gang. I notice that when I go into people's houses, they'll start breaking out their air freshener and try to hide their bongs and their pipes. And I'm like, bro, I don't care. But they over-exaggerate. I've had people, two in both hands with air fresheners. Oh, how are you? It's just the dogs. I'm like, bro.
You're like, JC, I've known you for a long time.
No need to cover that weed smell. Everything is just fine.
Yeah, as far as like having people in the house, I have the same move every time. I pull a Houdini. I disappear. And I let my husband deal with it. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Ford Mercedes go.
I just go hide in my room. And then I open the door and go, did they leave? And he's like, yes, they're gone. I'm like, okay, come right out.
It's like a freedom to go running downstairs.
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2055.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:02. It's Tuesday, May 7th. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning. Do you have a piece of clothing that you wear that always starts a conversation? Yesterday, last night, we were at the Vegas Thrill game, and after the game, we're all just kind of hanging out, talking to people, and I see my husband talking to this really tall guy, and they're like talking about each other's shoes, and I'm like, who is that? Who is he talking to? And I kind of walk over, and I realize it's AJ Cole from the Las Vegas Raiders.
No kidding.
Yeah, and because he comes to the games a lot. I just didn't realize it was him.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, they're talking like they're old buddies, like they've known each other for years. And so I don't go interrupt. And when he's done, he comes over. I'm like, what are you talking to AJ Cole about? He goes, shoes. I'm like, no kidding. He goes, yeah, did you see your shoes? It's wearing Travis Scott's. We started talking about him. He started talking about my shoes. And we got in a whole 10-minute conversation about sneakers. He goes, I'm telling you, sneakers brings the community together. My husband has made more friends with people because of sneakers than I'll probably ever make in my entire life. Like, it's crazy. Do you have like that? Or maybe it's a specific item of clothing that you could wear that sparks a conversation. For him, it's shoes. My daughter, whenever she wears a Taylor Swift t-shirt, someone always stops her and talks to her about Taylor Swift. Like, no matter where we are. Are you a Swiftie? Oh my gosh, me too. Did you go to her show? Like, it's crazy.
For me, it was, I went through a phase where I was wearing wrestling t-shirts to the gym. I'd work out in these like old school wrestling t-shirts. And anytime I'd wear them, someone would always make a comment about it, whatever shirt it was. Macho Man, Shawn Michaels. But anytime I wore my Ric Flair one, Mercedes was a guarantee. At least two people would come out to me and make a comment about Ric Flair, or Ric Flair's signature sound is the woo. I would get a woo or something. And it was just, wrestling fans see a wrestling shirt, they're attracted to talk to that person.
It's just like a common bond that you have with someone, and then you start the conversation. I remember once we were at Disneyland, and I was wearing a Vegas Golden Knights Mickey shirt. Like, I got it on NHL.com. I guess they did some collab. And I was just standing there in line, and all of a sudden I hear, go Knights, go! And I turn and I look, and some guy walked by me, and he saw my shirt, and I was like, hey, Vegas! And he's like, yeah! It's so funny, like the things that will get people to talk to you just based on what you're wearing.
If you weren't, you wear like a Yankees cap, or you see someone wearing a Yankees cap, we go up and comment about the game. If I see someone, it's football season, they got a Cowboys hat on, and the Cowboys just lost, I'm gonna comment like, oh, dude, tough game, and they'll, you know, immediately respond to me, knowing I'm a fellow Cowboys fan.
I don't usually. I just don't know, like, they're my people.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, okay, that's a safe person to go to if I need anything because they're my people.
And we go through the same ups and downs as you, like, being a fan of whatever team it is.
Exactly. I'm telling you, clothing can bond people. Keep that in mind as you're getting dressed this morning. Think about what you could wear just start a conversation with someone. You may be surprised how happy it makes you.
Now, coming up here in about 15 minutes, All Elite Wrestling is coming back to Las Vegas with their huge Double or Nothing pay-per-view. We've got your tickets when you win heads up in about 15 minutes. And then up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, last night was fashion's biggest night, the Met Gala. We're going to talk about some of the big looks and the big surprises coming up next on Mix 94.1.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Met Gala is trending this morning. Last night was the biggest night in fashion at the Met Gala. This year's theme was Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion, and Garden of Time. So we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Vogue's editor-in-chief, Anna Wintour, she hosts the gala, and she says the planning for it is done years in advance. This year's co-chairs included Zendaya, who went with a peacock-themed outfit. Then she went upstairs, changed, and came back down with a completely different look, which was a dramatic black gown with fresh flowers on her hat. She has this alter ego that she channels when she hits a red carpet, and she's so fierce. I just love Zendaya. I thought she just absolutely killed it with both of her outfits last night.
So she walked the carpet twice then last night.
Yeah, she went up and then she came back down.
Changes and does it again.
Jennifer Lopez looked great. She was wearing like this kind of swan silhouette dress. It was like see-through. It was really pretty. Chris Hemsworth and Bad Bunny, they were also co-chairs, and they both channeled like their inner Prince Charmings. They looked so good. Some interesting rules, which we mentioned yesterday. When it comes to the Met Gala, if you are going to attend the Met Gala, you need an invitation. You cannot just show up. And just because you made the list 1 year does not guarantee that you're going to be invited back next year. Also, all of the outfits have to be approved. Attendees have to get Anna Wintour's okay for their outfits, and they are not allowed to use their cell phones inside. Vogue has a strict no phone policy at the event.
I saw a bunch of pictures and outfits on social media. The one that really jumped out was Lana Del Rey's. Did you see her?
Yeah.
It's like tree branches and everything going on. She had a lot going on going into last night.
She definitely had the nature vibe going.
Yeah.
I thought, like, if I had to pick a best dress, I thought Gigi Hadid's look was so pretty. She looked really cool. And Tyla, she was wearing a dress that was made out of sand, and they had to like lift her up and carry her up the stairs because she couldn't walk up the stairs in it. But the way it just hugged her body, it looked so cool. I thought it was a really brave choice, but I think the gamble paid off. It looked really cool.
I just pulled up the Gigi Hadid you mentioned. She looks fantastic in that gown. And I saw that the Tyla, how she was dressed. And kudos, one dude just picked her up like a statue and put her on top of the stairs. I was really impressed with the guy that just picked her up as well.
Well, she is a teeny tiny little thing, but yeah, absolutely. Anyone who can just pick you up and take you up the stairs.
Moved, yeah, and she didn't move. She looked like a statue and put her down and she continued about her way.
It's so funny because so many people are talking about Katy Perry's look at the Met Gala, and they got duped. She was not at the Met Gala this year. AI images went around of her at the Met Gala, and people were like, wow, these are just, look at how beautiful she looks. And I'll admit, I was one of those that got duped. I was talking to my husband last night on the way home from the volleyball game. I'm like, did you see Katy Perry on the red carpet? Wow. There were AI images. She wasn't even there.
Oh, my gosh.
What's hilarious is, like, her family even got tricked by it. They were like, did you end up going? And she's like, no, I'm not even there. What are you talking about?
It looks like it right there. Yeah. Beautiful dress.
Pretty amazing. So some of the pictures are online. You can check out our website and see some of the best dress, and that is what's trending.
All right, here we go. It is time for Heads Up. So we need caller 20 at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and it's like you're playing for two prizes here today.
Why is that?
Because you get two tickets to two AEW events.
Oh, okay.
The Saturday night event and the Sunday night event.
There you go. A pair of tickets, yes, to each of the All Elite Wrestling events at the MGM Grand Garden Arena Saturday and Sunday. If you want to win, just be caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. You pick your category. You pick your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds,
it's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Deidre, you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! Yes, I'm so excited, Mercedes.
All right, let's do this. We have a pair of tickets to each of the All Elite Wrestling events here at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, May 25th and the 26th. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with soda fountain, manicure, arrive to your destination, or cosmopolitan?
Oh, God. What was that first category?
Soda fountain.
Yeah, let's go with soda fountain.
Okay, perfect. Lemonade Day was on Sunday. So these are all different types of beverages, okay?
All right.
All right, different types of beverages. Who do you want to go with your partner this morning?
You, Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Deidre, you got 60 seconds on the clock. Just get six correct and you win. And ladies, you start now.
A Cabernet, Pinot Noir.
Wine.
Yes. You go to Starbucks to get this in the morning.
Coffee.
Yes. You could also get this at Starbucks. So you have it in the winter with marshmallows, whipped cream.
Hot chocolate.
Yes. This is a drink with no alcohol in it. They call it one of these.
A mocktail.
Yes. This is in the fall. You might drink this warm, nice and hot. It tastes like a fruit.
Apple cider.
Yes. This is coffee, but it's not hot. It's
chai.
It's this kind.
Tea.
I'm going to pass on this. This is very bitter. It's because of this day. It's not limes, but it's made out of...
Lemonade?
Yes. I don't know why I made that the hardest one, but you still got it, Deidre. Congratulations. Nice job.
Deidre, you're all set with a pair of tickets to All Elite Wrestling Collision on Saturday, May 25th. And then you'll go back again on Sunday for their huge Double or Nothing pay-per-view. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Deidre. And we've got your tickets to All Elite Wrestling again tomorrow morning with an early edition of Heads Up.
All right. Coming up next, did you ever get told this as a child? And did it hurt your feelings? I was told this all the time when I was a kid, and it just would bother me so much. But now looking back, I think it was such a compliment. We're going to talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I am enjoying this contest that we're doing so much. It's the Like My Mama contest, and you can go on our website, mix941.fm, and upload a picture of you and mom or you and your kids, and we just want to see all those people that look just like their moms, just like them. And the pictures we've received so far have been fabulous. We're picking a winner each day, and you win a prize pack, and then at the end of the week, we're going to do a grand prize. And just seeing these pictures and how similar everyone looks to their mom, it's like genetics are real. I love it so much. And it made me think about when I was a kid. And did anyone else go through this? Because as a kid, this was one of the worst things you could say to me. It hurt my feelings so bad. And now looking back, I realize it was a beautiful thing. But I do not look like my mom at all. Like, if I submitted to this Like My Mama contest, people would be like, what is this? Like, you guys look nothing alike. I look exactly like my dad. I am like the spitting image of my dad. And as a young girl, people would be like, wow, you look just like your dad. And it would upset me so badly. I was so upset. And I don't know if I felt like they were telling me I look like a boy or a man, or that's how I took it. I'm like, I must look like a man. If I look like my dad, I look like a man. And it just, I would cry about it because I was like, I want to look like my mom. I don't want to look like my dad. Now looking back, like I can totally see it. His features were dominant in my family, and I look at it as a badge of honor now. But did anyone feel that way, like growing up? If you were told you looked like your opposite sex parent, did it hurt your feelings? Did you get mad Or did you just not care? 702-364-9400.
I would get the same thing with my mom as a kid. People tell me, oh my gosh, you look just like your mom, but with shorter hair. Some people are mistaken. Pam, like, no, it's me, JC. And being a boy and saying, you being told you look like your mom, here I am playing high school football. I'm like, you're telling me I look like a small petite woman? That was the same way, Mercedes. It bothered me so much. But it's when I left we moved to Las Vegas and got into college, that's when I started to understand, like, oh, that's a cool thing. I look like my mom. Like you said, it's a badge of honor. But for some reason, as a kid, when you're getting that, for me, it's just like you, that opposite sex. Like, no, I want to look like my dad. I want to look more like a man, not like my mom. It was the same way. It bothered me.
Demi, did you have the same thing happen to you?
Oh, my goodness. Mercedes, what you just said is precisely what I experienced. My mom has brown hair, brown eyes, and I'm blonde hair, blue eyed, and I look just like my dad, spitting image. Couldn't deny it. So I never knew if that was really a good thing or not. I think I thought it was offensive. But as an adult, I've started to gray early, so I look even more like him, and it warms my heart because he's the most handsome man I know.
Yes, isn't that the truth? I think of that too. And, you know, my father's no longer around, and when people still tell me, like, you look like your dad, I'm like, thank you. But if you would have told me that as a child, oh my gosh, I would have ran to my room, started crying, and I feel bad because I remember I started crying once. My dad asked what's wrong, and I said, someone told me I look like you. And now I'm like mortified that I said that. How that must have hurt.
He had you in tears. It's Mix 94.1. People dream high in the quiet.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
So the song for Miss America, there she is, Miss America. Well, there she was, Miss America. Noelia Voigt, the 2023 Miss, it's actually Miss USA, not Miss America, but she resigned yesterday. She announced that she has decided to step away from her title, the official Miss USA Instagram account. Confirmed the news in a post saying that they respect and they support her decision to step down from her duties. In her post, she said she was giving up the title and she wrote, never compromise your physical and mental well-being. The Miss USA organization says it's reviewing its plans to transition the responsibilities to a successor, and they'd announce who that is soon. But it sounds like it was not healthy for her in that position. And I completely respect someone who can recognize that and walk away.
Yeah, good for her for realizing what was happening, making that decision to leave. And they always announce when they announce the winner, they always point out to whoever the runner-up is, saying if Miss USA can't fulfill her duties, then you would step in as the new Miss USA. So I wonder who was second place in the last pageant, because that person right now has been tapped on the shoulder and it's go time for them.
But what if they don't even want it? Like, no, I'm good. I've got stuff going on. I don't have time to drop my life. Like you said, no. And now it's time to move on.
It keeps going down the list. Third place, I'm good too. Yeah. Fourth place, do you want it? Nope, I'm good too.
They're just like, they pick some rando. Like, hey, do you want to be Miss USA? Sure, why not?
Sign me up. But yeah, but good for her for making that move and watching out for herself first.
There's a new update to a national task force guidance for breast cancer screenings. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, they're now recommending women between the ages of 40 and 74 get a mammogram every other year. Previously, they said that they should start by the age of 50, and the decision for women to screen in their 40s was basically at their discretion. Breast cancer is the second most common cancer in women in the U.S. behind skin cancer, so they have lowered those guidelines. So keep that in mind, ladies. Go and get your boobies squeezed. It could save your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Pain level of 1 to 10.
Oh, man. I have a high tolerance for pain. Uh-huh. I really do. But dang, that hurts. It pinches so hard. And there's this really nice lady that I always look to to the place where I go. And it's right here by the station. And I always ask for her because I just feel like she's extra gentle and extra understanding. And the last time I went, she was off that day. And I was like, no. So I had some new girl and she was very nice. But I felt like she was less, what's the word? The empathetic to the pain I
she
was in.
She didn't have the same touch as
the
other lady.
Uh-huh. Like my first lady is just like, just hang in there. You're going to be okay. I'm just going to step out. And she goes, and I'm like, this lady is like, okay, I'll be right back. And she was just taking her sweet time walking back. I'm like, please unclasp me from this vice grip. It's so painful.
Laura said it's very painful. It's painful experience when you go in and get it done. They only make it less painful. But yeah, it's very important to have that done, ladies.
Absolutely. I would do it no matter what.
It's worth the pain. Yeah,
100%. Mm-hmm. All right. Finally, this morning, TikTok's made life a lot harder for a lot of people in the food service industry because there's all these menu hacks and they have viral requests and things like that. And so a lot of people thought this was a joke, but I guess it's absolutely true. This TikToker, she posted a clip where she went through the drive-thru of Sonic and only ordered a large Dr. Pepper with pickles. Now, here's the thing. The clerk was not surprised in the least. Not like, okay, just noted that the added pickles would appear on the order as cherries. I guess ordering a Dr. Pepper with pickles is normal enough that this worker was not fazed by it, but abnormal enough that it's not in the system, so she can't add pickles on there. But sure enough, the woman gets this large Dr. Pepper with a handful of pickles in it. She says it sounds gross, but she says you can't knock it until you try it. She also said a lot of people in the South will drink that Dr. Pepper with pickles.
I don't think it doesn't sound disgusting to me because pickle juice is really good. I like the taste of pickle juice, and Dr. Pepper is one of my favorite sodas. So the two of them together, I could see. I'm trying to envision the taste. I can taste it not being as horrible as it sounds.
I don't know why that does not sound good.
Really?
To me. I don't mind the taste of pickle juice either, but in Dr. Pepper, I feel like those are two taste that I would not like to blend, but I like she said, don't knock it till you try it. I guess that's something we need to try here.
Pickles and Dr. Pepper, let's do it. Hey, 7:30, we have tickets for you to go see Justin Timberlake. When? This weekend. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. If you are a teacher, how would you feel if you were told that you are going to start teaching 12 hours a day? 12 hours a day. Would you be for that or against it? Now, maybe it was just Tuesday through Friday instead of Monday through Friday. But there's a school in London that is going to try this. And they say that they are trying to break Gen Z of their bad habits. They are trying to reverse these bad habits with 12-hour days. They say that this is a complete tragedy of our youth because they're growing up. A lot of them grew up in the pandemic. They spent years in this isolated, remote environment. And now employers are noticing the difference. Do you notice the difference between your Gen Zers versus millennials, Gen Xers, lack of social skills? So this school, they're going to go to 12-hour days, no phones allowed at all. And they are going to require them to take public speaking classes, ban smartphones, public speaking classes, and going to school for 12 hours between breakfast and dinner. What do you think of this as a parent, a teacher, a student, or maybe you just agree that Gen Z needs to be broken of these habits? 702-364-9400. Rachel, good morning. What do you think?
Hi. Well, I actually am a teacher and a parent, and I do agree with the no phones for sure. Kids shouldn't have phones at school. It makes them not talk to their friends. It causes bullying at times with social media. So I definitely agree with the no phones. The 12 hours is crazy long, though.
They say they serve them breakfast, they serve them snacks, they serve them lunch, and they're required to participate in supervised homework, sports, drama, cooking, and they make this family-style meal all together where they talk to each other.
I think that's all sounds great to me, teaching them all that stuff, life skills. But 12 hours just seems way too long. No phones, I am for that. Public speaking, fantastic. I think everyone should, we should work on public speaking. But 12 hours, I think you're going to lose interest. And I think it's going to be so tiring on them, it's going to work against them. Everything else you mentioned, I think, is fantastic. These are life skills. Get rid of those phones in the schools. Check them in when you arrive at school. But just doesn't it just seem too long?
It does seem long until I see some of this stuff. Now, I would not sign my kid up for this, but it doesn't. I don't think it's like all school. It sounds like it's let's have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk. Let's not have our phones. Let's go play sports. Let's go outside. Let's get exercise. Let's get fresh air. It's time for dinner. Let's all cook this meal together. Teach you how to cook a meal. Have conversations. So your 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., a lot of parents are gone for that period of time during a day at mm-hmm. work, and they're not working the whole time. Is it similar to that? Let's talk to Matt. Matt, good morning. What do you think?
I think you got to put kids in classes that foster creativity and engagement. I mean, you know, I'm a music teacher. My kids are always communicating with each other and having to work together to create something amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point. I guess I'm trying to play devil's advocate on this one.
Well, no, I think what Matt is saying goes with what you're saying, that this is good because everything you mentioned, cooking together, these things, playing sports, now you're making kids have to interact together and work together for a common goal. You might not be making a song, but instead you're making a meal. So I think Matt was speaking on your behalf there as well, Mercedes.
Aisley is 14 years old. I'm really curious as to what you think of this, Aisley. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I think it's a good idea, but I feel like since you start so early, you have to get up early, so you're away from your parents because you're getting ready. And then when you get home, you only have like a few hours to hang out with your parents or do anything.
Do you find, though, that the phone thing is an issue? I know my daughter tells me about like how everyone still uses their phone in class and they have certain sites blocked, but everyone just gets a VPN and they can
still
go to them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Aisley, what do you think with the phone situation?
What
do you think about phones in schools? Are too many people using them?
So in my school, a lot of people use them. Some teachers allow them for certain times, but I feel like if they take them away, you should at least, like, if a kid asks for one, ask for their phone if they need to, like, contact their parents and it's, like, personal, then they should be able to get their phone to do that.
Yeah, that's, it's interesting. We have Kelly, who is a teacher, on hold that has something to say about this. I want to talk to her. And another junior listener, is it Jacoby? I really want to know why Jacoby agrees with this. Agrees with this. 12 years old. We're going to talk about this coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Never made it as a wise man. Hey, Kelly. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing all right. It's Tuesday.
And you're a teacher. We're talking about this school in London that is hoping to reverse Gen Z's bad habits with a complete phone ban, 12-hour days. What's your take as a teacher?
Well, I love the idea, even though the longer day sounds bad. I mean, who wouldn't kill for a 4-10s kind of deal where you get that longer weekend? I love the no phones. I'm loving the idea of CCSD with those pockets where you can put it in and it can't get through. The phones are too much sometimes.
What grade do you teach?
Well, I'm kind of an outlier. I teach primary autism, but I've taught several different grades and several different levels.
How bad?
We are seeing a huge difference in the COVID kids. You're seeing those social skills being gone. I think that public speaking class would be huge.
I think anyone should have a public speaking class. I growing up, I wish I had one. I had it. It took me until college to get into a public speaking class, and I think that could benefit so many people. Kelly, thank you. Thank you also for what you do. Let's talk to Jacoby. Jacoby's been on hold. He's 12 years old, junior listener. What do you think about this? Would you want to go to school for 12 hours, Jacoby?
No, not really, because it would kind of be kind of stressful on me, because already I have to kind of go through 7 classes, and I just wouldn't want to deal with the amount of stress levels that would go up in the students' minds, which could cause them to, like, have a bad day, because 12 hours of school is a long time.
That is a long time.
It's half a day. It's way too long.
But if it's broken up, like, hey, a meal with your friends, playing sports with your friends, hey, let's talk about public speaking. Let's learn how to properly address our peers. It's not like they're sitting at a desk and writing the whole time.
Very true. But in my mind, I'm just going to, and all great skills you should have, but you walk in at 7 o'clock. So you're not just 7 a.m. So now you're getting up, what, 5:30, 6 o'clock to get to school. And now school is done at 7. So by the time you're getting home and unwinding, it's 8 o'clock at night. You go right to bed, wake up, and go back to school again. Mm-hmm. You have no me time to be a kid after school.
Well, it's only 4 days a week. I mean, you get that long weekend. Look, I do think it's a long day, but I'm also thinking about, okay, my kids start school at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets up at like 5:30 a.m.
Is that when they get up?
Yeah, she is done by like 1:30, but then she has clubs. She has practice. So there are days that I don't see her until 7:30 at night. So with all that stuff kind of rolled into one, and she does that 5 days a week, not just 4. There may be something to it. Who knows?
Hey, we do have a second here, and we're talking about teachers and everything. And today is Teacher Appreciation Day, and we need to find our May Teacher of the Month. We need to get that done this week right now.
Obviously, we love our teachers, and if you know a great one, let us know about them. Tell us who they are, why they're so great. And you can do that by going to our website at mix941.fm. Click on the contest tab and click on Teacher of the Month.
It's a random drawing. And check out what the winning teacher gets. A $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet. An additional $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union. Plus, you get this personalized Mercedes in the Morning Teacher of the Month plaque from H&J Trophies.
So get those nominations in today. The entries close on Friday. And thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. Three headliners.
Mercedes, you brought up a great point earlier. We're talking about that school in London that's going to require kids to take a public speaking class and speak in public, because at some point in everyone's life, they're going to have to speak in front of a group, give a speech. And if you're not ready for that, that can be very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I think it benefits everyone. Even if you're not giving a speech or speaking in front of a group, you're going to have to talk to people. And just to have those like skills, it really goes a long way. You had to give a speech over the weekend, Steph. You were the matron of honor for your best friend's wedding. And how did the speech go? I know that your husband was telling you sounded like too radio. For when you were practicing, did it come off without a hitch?
You know what? I'm actually really nervous to watch it back because I did have a couple drinks before.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I was up until the speech, I was excited for it. I was ready for it. But right when I got up there, there was like this weird nervousness that came out. I'm like, oh my gosh. I wasn't nervous 20 seconds ago, but now I am. And James, after I did the speech, he's like, were you nervous? So I said, a little bit. He goes, yeah, I could tell.
Oh, he called you
when
out.
People say that, that's like the worst.
But then I was, you know, asking around. I didn't really ask, like, hey, how did my speech go? No, I was just kind of, it was natural. And people that came up to me afterwards did say that they cried during my speech. So I feel like some people.
Was that bad?
It was
no, I'm joking.
I thought she does radio for a living. This is so sad.
I'm going to cry.
Apparently, it was a good cry to them. And I was like, at least it touched a couple of people during the speech. My best friend Jessica, who got married, she did cry during some moments. I've gotten some comments about your speech was the highlight of the night. I'm like, okay, whoa. And I just think that James was probably being a hard critic because he's heard the speech so many times that maybe he's like, it was okay. So I don't know. I'm getting mixed reviews here.
What did you say? Like, what were some of the highlights of the speech? And maybe what was the part that made people cry?
So the part that probably made people cry was because Jessica and I, we were really, really close in San Diego. We were inseparable. And the moment I said, it's been really, really hard to not live in the same city as you anymore. I think of you every day because she does radio across the country. She has no friends. She has no family. And I always worry about her. I think those are the parts that made people emotional. And then the people that the times that made them laugh was every time we were together, it was Steph and Jess. But also every time we were together, it was a hot mess.
How long was it?
So I timed it at home. It was 2 minutes, but then I got the recording back, which I haven't watched back, but it says it's 5 minutes and 4 seconds.
Oh. Oh.
So I've added some stuff in there, probably from the alcohol.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws.
That's right.
For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Okay, we have Brandy all set, ready to go. Your caller 20, Brandy, ready to do this?
I am so ready. Let's go.
All right, 10 questions. You have 60 seconds for Justin Timberlake tickets. He's coming in town this weekend. You just got to answer them all correctly. Let's get ready to do this.
All right, Brandy, 60 seconds to get those 10 questions correct. Now, if you do pass on one or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end. In the game, it starts now.
What fashion event happened last night that takes place every year at the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art?
The Met Gala.
Yes. What is the currency of the United States?
The U.S. dollar.
Yes. What do paleontologists study?
Dinosaurs?
Judges.
Judges say no.
Okay. What former NFL quarterback was just roasted on a new Netflix special?
Tom Brady.
Yes. What gives plants their color?
The sun?
No. Let's pass. What former American Idol judge was known for their hits Straight Up and Opposites Attract?
Kelly Clarkson?
No. What villain in The Wizard of Oz says, I'm melting?
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Yes. Kendrick Lamar is currently beefing with what other famous rapper?
Drake.
Yes. What NBA team resides in Boston?
The Celtics.
Yes. How many states were the original colonies of the United States?
13.
Yes. What is the... Oh, dang it. Oh, that paleontologist, darn it! They study fossils, Brandy. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is tough. That is tough.
And then chlorophyll gives plants their color. And then the former American Idol judge who's known for their hits Straight Up and Opposites Attract, that is Miss Paula Abdul. Darn it. Well, you know, she tried. I thought she did. She started off real strong. I thought we had a winner.
She was flying through it. That paleontologist one, I think, kind of just threw her off for the rest of them. But that means caller 20, 702-364-9400. You're going to go see Justin Timberlake this Saturday.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Snoop Dogg is making NCAA history by getting his own college football bowl game. It's called the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. That's the bowl that two teams are going to play in. It's the first ever bowl game to be presented by an alcoholic beverage company. He says, I've sent many players through my Snoop Youth Football League to colleges and the NFL, and it's only fitting that he brings the juice back to college football. He says, Dr. Dre and I are excited to bring our brand to the next level with his partnership, and we're going to make the Arizona Bowl into a game day experience like never before. Of course, bowl games usually aren't until the end of December. The Snoop Arizona Bowl is going to air on December 28th. So now we can all enjoy a bowl with Snoop.
How fitting. You know, it's only a matter of time until a celebrity got their name on one of these bowls. They sell the rights to these bowl games. And it's usually corporations that buy them, the Tostitos Bowl, all these other bowls, corporations buy them. Finally here, an alcohol company with Snoop's name on it. It's only a matter of time until this happens.
If you have the money, why not?
Would you know? It's right.
Let's just put my name on everything if I can.
Get yourself a stadium. Get yourself a blimp. Just go all out.
That's why you got to have yourself named after something that already exists, so it appears that you do that. I'm telling you. Just from my experience, it's great. It's great.
Such a luxury car.
I know, right? Also, this morning, you may want to get familiar with the term rest gap. Have you heard of that before?
No, what's
rest
this?
Gap? Okay, it's a term that describes the idea that women get less sleep than men because of the societal pressures and the expectations that take our focus away from actually getting rest. So to make things simple, basically women have a bunch of reasons that we're not getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. They say if you aren't sleeping, you got to check in with yourself, take a mental rest break. They also say you have to set boundaries and say no. If you're too tired to say yes to something, they say then don't do it. It doesn't fix lack of sleep, but in the end, it just helps the sleep you get to be at least a little more restful.
Is that they're saying 7-8 hours is what is healthy now?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. I do not get enough sleep.
I thought they dialed that back to like 6 or something is healthy.
No,
7 to 8 hours.
I think it's actually 7 to 9 hours.
When's the last time you slept 9 hours?
I don't know. I probably 20 years ago. It's been forever. I feel like I'm in a constant state of tiredness.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm just always tired. Even if I sleep all night, I still wake up and I'm still tired. It's just, I don't know if I'll ever be well rested.
There'll come a day. It's a circle of life. You had it in college. You got your 9 hours of sleep. And then all of a sudden it started chipping away. Maybe it'll start coming back as the girls move out of the house and you get some time back. Maybe you'll go back to getting 7, 8. Maybe there'll come a day where you once able to get 9 hours of sleep.
Literally, the girls have zero to do with my lack of sleep. Like it's all self-inflicted.
Oh.
It's all me.
Because I wake up in the morning, you know, exhausted and tell myself, tonight I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to go to bed early. And then the day starts happening and stuff starts taking place. And then by 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'm not sleeping. So I end up staying up later, getting more work done and doing things. And then I wake up the next morning regretting, why didn't you try to go to bed earlier? It's this cycle that I'm constantly in.
Well, I think one of the best feelings in the entire world is when you go to bed and you know you are not going to have to use an alarm to wake up in the morning, or you are just like, it's a free for all. You could wake up at your normal time. You could sleep through it. You do not have to worry about an alarm waking you up in the morning.
Such a good feeling.
But for some reason, those are the mornings my neighbor always decides to do their yard work at 7 a.m.
Oh, do you hear them?
Every single time.
That should be, you talk about HOA rules.
Oh, man.
You know, you got to have a certain amount of trees in your front yard, certain paint coats. Well, you know what? You can't be doing yard work until 9 a.m.
Well, and we have that rule, but it is 7 a.m. So literally, I think he has a... Okay, let's go.
We need to call this guy out.
I know, seriously.
You need at 9 o'clock at night, you go outside with a weed whacker.
Oh, yeah. 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. I'm going to play something and see how many of you start singing along. Okay. All right. Are you guys ready for this? All right. Here we go.
Out of the box. Out of the box.
Do you remember the show Out of the Box?
First time hearing this theme song.
You've never seen Out of the Box?
What is Out of the Box and when was Out of the Box on?
I want to say it was the 90s. It was Tony and Vivian who were the hosts of Out of the Box. I feel like my younger sister was really in Out of the Box, but I saw it just because I was around her all the time.
Uh-huh.
Steph, I know you are a huge fan of Out of the Box.
I am the biggest fan of Out of the Box. I remember crying sometimes because I used to love the goodbye song that Vivian would sing at the end of the show. And if you know this, if you know the show, you know this song of the goodbye song right here.
So long farewell to you, my friends. Goodbye for now until we meet again. I say so long farewell to you, my friends.
And of course, the classic ending when you do the kaboom. It was a millennials TV show. And Vivian from Out of the Box actually surprised my best friend at her wedding this past weekend.
I saw these. Okay, so this is the Vivian that was all over your social media feed. That's Vivian from Out of the Box is here.
Yes!
How does Vivian from Out of the Box just show up at the wedding?
So I don't know exactly how it was set up, but I do know that Vivian made a surprise Zoom call for my friend Jessica a long time ago, and she got her number and they became friends. So Jessica ended up inviting her to the wedding and nobody knew about it. And I actually have audio of when Jessica first sees Vivian at the wedding. You've got to listen to it.
All right, here it is.
It's Vivian from Out of the Box!
It's Vivian from Out of the Box! Hello to you, my friends!
We're singing this song together.
I'm slurring. I would have thought I had had way too much to drink that I'm seeing Vivian from Out of the Box now. Like, what? I need to go home. I've been overserved. Like, what is happening?
You look like Vivian from Out of the Box, because I am.
Out of the box. Out of the box.
If you think about it, though, that was her childhood show. And the star of her childhood show was at Jessica's wedding? That's nuts!
It was actually really funny because I was looking back at photos and I'm like, oh my god, I forgot Vivian from Out of the Box was at
our
wedding.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'm like, that's not Gerald's cousin, right? No, that's Vivian from Out of the Box. She was at Jessica's wedding.
Did everyone have like their own personal Vivian from Out of the Box when you were growing up? Like the kids show hosts that you just loved so much. And who was it? 702-364-9400. I feel like I grew up watching this show for so long and it's been on the air forever. So my Vivian would have to be this guy.
Butterfly in the sky.
That hosted Reading Rainbow. Do you remember who it was?
LeVar Burton.
That is correct. I loved this show. We would watch it on library days. Like the librarian would play it for us. And then we'd go and we'd look at the book.
Reading Rainbow.
Oh my gosh. And I thought, like, Not to brag or anything, but I think the theme song of Reading Rainbow was one of the best themes out there.
Butterfly in the sky.
Like, this could be a radio hit back in the day.
I can go twice as high. Just take a look. It's in a book. A Reading Rainbow.
So good. Who was your Vivian? 702-364-9400. Mine was definitely. Oh, I loved Reading Rainbow.
So at your wedding, it would be LeVar Burton turning the corner, walking inside, going, oh my gosh, it's LeVar Burton!
I love you, LeVar Burton!
You know, mine's not, it's not a host of a show. It was a show that was on in the late 70s and early 80s, and was on syndication all through the 80s back in Philly growing up. It was on every single day, and I watched it every single day, and it was the TV show Chips. California Highway Patrol.
What?
Oh my gosh, Mercedes, this was part of the backdrop of my childhood. The show was so cool. It was cops. It was robbers. It was cool cars. It was California. Here I am living in Pennsylvania. What is this mystical West Coast in the state of California? It looks so cool.
You didn't watch children's shows?
Chips was on all the time.
What kind of childhood did you have where you didn't watch children's shows? You were watching California Highway Patrol shows.
Listen, I got my Smurfs. I got my He-Mans. I got my G.I. Joes. But it was on in syndication. And my Vivian would be Eric Estrada or John Poncherella walking into my wedding.
Oh, my.
In uniform, too. They got to be dressed up as a California Highway Patrolman.
Adrian, who was your Vivian growing up?
Hey guys, yes, definitely it was Reading Rainbow. As soon as that song just played, I'm like, my eyes just got a little heavy, like memories just flooded into my mind. I remember it used to come on after like Mr. Rogers, I want to say, and it makes me like, puts me in a place of time when I hear that song. It's so funny.
Do you want to sing along to it?
Okay,
I can go twice.
There you go.
Take a look.
It's been a book.
You sound just as good as a singer, Adrian.
So good. What if we had LeVar Burton call you? What if we had Vivian call Steph? What if we had one of the many stars of the TV show Chips call me?
I feel like they might be busy, but who knows? Can we get them to call the show? Can we get Vivian to call? We actually have a connection.
We got a connection with Vivian.
I don't know how we get LeVar Burton on. I feel like he's too big, but he was my guy. I just, even the lady who sang that song, I don't know who sang it, but I would take her too.
Yeah, maybe we can't get LeVar Burton. Maybe we get that third or fourth tier character.
That would be amazing.
From Reading Rainbow. Or the one guy that played a criminal once on Chips. Maybe we get him to call the show. We'll work on it and we'll find out. At some point, maybe this week, we'll make some magic happen.
94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I am not a hoarder at all. I don't like to keep things. My whole train of thought is if I haven't used it, it's time to lose it. However,
but
I have recently discovered, thanks to my husband pointing it out, that there is something that I am collecting way too many of. And he kind of gave me like an ultimatum of get rid of them or I will. And I don't know how I feel about it. Do I need them? No. Do I want to get rid of them? No. And what it is are mugs, coffee mugs. I was putting away some clean dishes and I'm starting to get to the point where I have to stack the coffee mugs on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's be real here. I only use like two mugs. A Saturday mug, Sunday mug, then we wash them and I go to my work cups. I think I have like 40 mugs.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
We need to break this down. What are your go-to? Because I think everyone has your go-to mug. I've got my weekend mug and I've got my weekday mug. There's two mugs and a work mug. I've got three mugs that I rotate through.
I have one mug that is a Harry Potter mug.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that usually on Saturdays. And then on Sundays, I use my sloth mug. But I have so many other mugs. I've got Disney mugs. I've got a BTS mugs. I've got a Spice Girls mug. I've got just random mugs. I've got so many mugs.
I'm with Matt. You need to, let's say, okay, I'll give you a core four of mugs that you use. So on top of that, a backup of four more. So a total of eight mugs, I think, is plenty of mugs in the house. Maybe you have a sleepover and there's seven people that want to drink coffee. You got your eight mugs ready to go.
That was my argument. What if we have guests and I don't have enough mugs? And he's like, will we have 40 guests at one time?
Exactly.
Drinking coffee?
So there's 32 mugs you got to go through tonight. And I want to see the pictures of these 32 mugs and start eliminating some of the BTS mug. Out of here.
No.
Spice Girls.
What if one of
here.
Them is dirty? What if I break one? I need to have backup. Up mugs. What is the thing that you have way too many of? 702-364-9400. I just keep collecting them, but I want to get rid of them. Gail, are you in this situation with something?
Kind of. I have an overexuberance of shot glasses.
And those you just collect over time, right?
Yeah, so it started with my mom. My mom actually collected them, and then I got her collection when she passed, and now I just keep it going, and people know that, and they buy them for me wherever they go.
Ah, see, they're contributing to your habit. Now it's a collection. Right. So you have a collection. I don't have a collection of coffee mugs. They're just coffee mugs.
Yeah, the from her mom, too, is extra special, meaning you, Mercedes, you're just hoarding mugs.
But I'm not trying to. Annette, can you relate here?
Mercedes, I'm with you. I'm the same way. I don't want to let go of my mugs. I collect mugs from everywhere I go.
What do you have, like, your go-to, like, two or three that you always use and the rest just kind of sit there, though?
I do. I just started cruising in 2023, and I've been on 3 cruises, and I've bought 3 mugs in a year. So
they make mugs. They're so cute. Like, some of the mugs are so cute.
I think you've got mugs sitting on your desk back there in the office.
I
know you
do.
I think you've got 3 or 4 mugs at least sitting on your desk. I know there's a Mercedes in the Morning mug that I bought you as a gift. Like 10 years ago, it's still sitting there.
Yeah, can you imagine if I took it home? It would go on the chopper. It would. What's going on here? Patricia, what do you have too many of in your house?
I have 3 too many kids.
Oh, man. I don't know if you can get rid of those. Go,
it's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Shelby, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's do this. We've got these tickets to the Help From My Friends tour with Blue October, Matt Nathanson, and Switchfoot. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Live in Las Vegas, Academic Excellence, Midterms, or Looney Tunes?
I'll do Academic Excellence.
Perfect. Today is National Teacher Day. Woo! Thank you to all the teachers out there. And these are all different school subjects, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes, please.
Okay.
All right, Shelby, 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you win, and you start now.
This is where you learn 1 + 1 = 2. Yes. This is where you learned who the past presidents were.
History.
Yes. This is where you learn where Africa is and where Asia is and
geography.
Yes. This is where you like dissect a frog and learn about
I clicked it. Yeah, sure. We'll take
okay.
It.
All right. This is where no hablo inglés.
Spanish.
Yes. This is a very hard math, like the highest level you can do.
Calculus.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I mean, Shelby. You are the epitome of academic excellence right here. Congratulations.
I'm a teacher, actually.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, this category stood no chance against you. Nice job.
And happy National Teacher Day as well, Shelby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got these tickets to go to the Help For My Friends tour with Switchfoot, Blue October, and Matt Nathanson. This is happening in August at the theater at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. And we've got your tickets tomorrow morning when you win Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. You've got advice you want to give here coming up next?
I just feel like this is something that needs to be said because I know there are a lot of people dealing with this right now. And I have some advice for you. I know it's unsolicited, but I think it could really, really help. So that will come up here after the Lumineers. It's Mix 94.1.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. I met someone last night at the Vegas Thrill game. It was someone that's listened to the radio station for a long time, listened to our show. I was just like so grateful. And she was telling me about her daughter. And her daughter is a senior this year, and she just got accepted to college. She, in the fall, will be going to UCLA, which is a huge, huge accomplishment. That is a hard school to get into. She got a partial scholarship. Tiffany, I'm talking to you if you're listening. It was so nice to meet you last night. And she started... breaks my heart. She started to get teary-eyed when she was talking about her daughter because she was so proud of her. And she goes... I'm going to miss her so much when she leaves. So this is where I kick in. And I was like, Tiffany, let's talk here. I said, I want to give you some advice. And if you have it's unsolicited, but I felt like it needed to be said. And this goes to anyone that has a kid that is making that transition to a new phase of life, whether it's kindergarten to elementary, or elementary to middle school, or middle school to high school, or high school and beyond. I have some advice for you. It's gonna be okay. I promise you, it's gonna be okay. I remember 2 years ago when I was in Tiffany's spot, and I would cry every single day. Just thinking about how am I gonna let her go? And it's been almost 2 years since my daughter went to school, and she's in San Diego, and she is thriving, meeting people, getting jobs, becoming a better person. It's amazing what happens to them when you are finally able to let them go. Maybe it's into high school. My youngest started high school this year. I was so nervous for her. This girl is like killing the game. So I would just say to all the parents that feel themselves getting choked up or scared, don't be. These kids are so smart. They got this, and you got this. And it's okay to be emotional, but don't be sad, because there are great things coming their way. That's my advice.
That was great advice.
I finally
got kids and started to tear up here and that.
I saw the look in her eyes last night. She was so sad that she was leaving. I'm like, don't be sad. This is going to be a great, great thing.
I remember 2 years ago. Gosh, it's been 2 years. Oh, and watching you go through this whole thing. And not even Sophie being my kid or just your kid. But just I was like getting emotional seeing her graduate and move on. And I remember her graduation party. And she was just back here. Was it last week she was back here? 2 weeks ago she was here in studio with
us? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a remarkable woman she has become.
Well,
it's incredible to see the transformation.
Well, those kids, they're all out. They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some advice that you want to give unsolicited to someone that could be really benefited by it right now? 702-364-9400. Rebecca, you have some advice. Who do you want to give advice to this morning?
I'm here for all the parents. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so especially for them. But I have daughters that are 3.5 and 8. And my number one piece of advice I want to get is that you just need to show them how confident you are in them.
In them.
Show them that you know they can do it, and then they will feed off of that. Don't show them your anxieties. Don't show them how scared you are when they go up to bat or when they have a test. Just be like, I know you can do this.
That is, and I think the number one way to instill that confidence in your kids is to show that you're confident. Don't bash yourself in front of your kids. Don't say, I look ridiculous in this outfit in front of your kids. If you show them that you're confident, then that just becomes second nature to them. Don't you think, Rebecca?
100%. I have this thing where I don't have like a pet name for my husband. I always call him handsome. Every time he comes down for work, I'm like, look, you look so handsome. And now our daughters all the time are like, Dad, you are so handsome.
Oh.
We were literally going through clear at the airport and they were like, who's this? And they're like, your mom. And then they go, who's this? And my 3.5-year-old goes, oh, that's handsome.
That's adorable.
That's so sweet.
My youngest daughter, whenever we go through clear at the airport, she goes, you don't know how tempted I am to say, I don't know who this is. She just grabbed me. I'm like, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
You ready?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I haven't watched American Idol in a really long time, but I guess there's a bit of a controversy happening on it right now. Loretta Lynn, the famous country singer, her granddaughter, Emmy Russell, she made the American Idol top five, and a lot of viewers are not happy about it. They feel like there's a conspiracy happening because she's not good enough. They say that she doesn't belong there. A lot of people are saying that a lot of great people have gone home while she's still hanging out there in the top five. One other person wrote, never thought a fix could happen on Idol, but you never know. This comment says what a lot of people are thinking. Sorry, but the fact that Emmy Russell made it into the final five is based on who she was related to. She is talented, but not American Idol level. Now, which again, this is Loretta Lynn's granddaughter. If you don't know who Loretta Lynn is, she's a very famous country singer from back in the day. Here's probably her most famous song.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin.
Now, I haven't heard Emmy Russell. Have you heard her?
Mm-mm, have not.
Okay.
I'm just looking at her right now.
Let's take a listen. Emmy Russell, do you think she sounds like she deserves to be in the top five?
No, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding me. She said shut up and dance with me. This moment is my destiny.
Dang, I hear the her grandma's influence. Yeah. Can you hear it?
Shut up and dance with me. We were victims of the night. The chemical, physical grip.
If I didn't know who she was, you just played this audio. What do you think of this contestant? I would say put her through to the next round. I think she's got a great voice.
I think she sounds really good, too. But then again, we haven't watched like her whole journey.
Yeah,
on
and the other
show.
People, too, that didn't make it.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. But that's a big controversy happening right now on American Idol.
What's going on with Drake? What's
this and whole, Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, what is this whole... I'm not paying attention to this. But this whatever feud they're having keeps bubbling up here. And what's going on between the two of them? Do you know the whole thing that's happening with these two right now?
They have a very complicated relationship. They really do. So basically, they worked on stuff together way back in the days. And they were friends, I guess. And then things went awry. They were on a couple of tracks together, and then Kendrick fired some shots at, who was it? Steph, do you know this? It wasn't Drake. He started firing shots at other people.
J. Cole?
I thought it was him.
Metro Boomin?
Big Sean.
Big Sean's involved,
yeah.
Okay?
A lot of rappers are involved, honestly, with this rap beef.
So that happened like back in the early 2010s, and now, so Drake came out with this diss track against Kendrick, saying that he has, was it like small feet?
It was just lame.
It was just really stupid. Like,
what a great
stuff.
Diss track.
It was really stupid stuff. So Kendrick fires back, and I felt like, oh man, he like murdered you. Did you hear Kendrick's versus Drake's, the first one?
So this is in all honesty, and I'm fans of both. I'm really big fans of both, but I've been really fake fans, and I really don't know much about the songs. I just read what's on the internet, and there's some really, really stuff that I'm like, I hope that this isn't true. Like stuff with underage stuck kids, and I'm like, absolutely
wait,
not.
So, wait, hold on. Like, Drake writes about his small feet, and the other guy comes back to tell me he's hooking up with underage kids?
That he
yes!
has a daughter that's like 12 years old. But here's the thing. Then Drake came out and said, I planted that information for you to find. It's not true. And I wanted to see if you would fall for it.
Really?
Yeah.
And then there's like conspiracy theories that people are saying, like, oh, this whole thing's just made up so that they can get paid out for it. And really, they're friends behind the scenes.
That's what I personally believe that. I really do believe that they are laughing all the way to the bank on all of this because everyone's streaming their songs. They're going from one to the other. They're talking about them. They're, you know, we hadn't heard a ton from either of them for a bit. And now everyone's talking about this beef. I think they're literally like texting each other like, this is so great.
They're like pro wrestlers. It's all a work and we're falling for it. It's all behind the scenes. They're partners just making magic happen right now.
Well, the WWE did invite them to come and
did
squash
really?
Their beef.
It'll be at WrestleMania next year here in Las Vegas. That's the main event. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk about the Met Gala and some of the best looks from the Met Gala. One look that is getting so much buzz is Katy Perry, also Rihanna. They're saying that they look so amazing, but the thing is, they weren't even there.
This is a wild story, you guys.
It's all AI, and people are freaking out, and that just gives us a peek into what AI is going to do. So let's take it back in honor of AI to a simpler time. To the days of 8-bit. And it is returned by popular demand. 8-bit hits. Are you ready? You try to guess the song in 8-bit. Is it as easy as it sounds? No, not really. It's kind of hard. Are you ready to go, JC? I have a very formidable competitor to face you this morning.
I love 8-bit games. What do we got? Who's my competitor?
Your competitor is... Steph,
yeah. Are you ready to take me on?
I am so ready.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Yep.
I'm going to give you the 8-bit hit, and if you think you know the answer, shout out your name, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's as easy as that. I've got five here. The best of five will win 8-bit hits. Song number one.
JC.
Okay, no. JC.
What? This would be Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
I'm in love
Yes! I knew it was Ed Sheeran. I was just trying to figure out the song.
You hear it right there when it starts.
Score one for JC.
All right.
Okay. Guess the 8-bit hit number two.
How could you get that fast, Steph?
Easy. Is this the real life? Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Oh, come on.
How did you get that so fast?
Easy. The tone, it's so there.
That's...
Is this a real life or is it fantasy?
Maybe
that
the second part, yeah. But within a second, Steph?
Yes,
this
easy.
Isn't Beat Mercedes. Come on now.
Yeah. Seriously.
Okay, I'll relax.
No. You earned that fair and square. I'm
but
just impressed.
But that was so fast.
I'm impressed. I am truly impressed. That is like next level. I
it
like
is.
It. Okay, it's tied 1-1. Here we go. Song number three.
Jungle, Guns N' Roses.
Nobody has rung in.
You gotta buzz in.
I'm talking it out loud.
Oh, okay.
Steph, buzz in.
JC, Guns N' Roses.
I'm gonna give it to him because he knew it already.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yes! You gotta buzz in. You gotta say your name. I'm giving you that reluctantly. You didn't do it the proper way.
I busted at the end.
Oh,
I said,
you did?
JC,
I didn't
yeah.
even hear you.
Yeah, okay. I busted at the end. I was working it out loud.
Okay, all right. So it's 2-1, JC. Here is song number four.
bing, bing. That is the most iconic entrance of Taylor Swift's Ready For It. Bing, bing, shh, bing. In the
middle of the night. Is that it?
Yes. What is happening?
Come on.
Too easy, that one.
Who? Listen, hit that again in the beginning, Mercedes.
I mean, I couldn't even get that.
I've heard this song so many times. Know it like the back of my hand.
So it's tied 2-2?
It's tied 2-2. Oh, it all my comes gosh. Down to this last
What's
one.
Going on here?
All right. Are you guys ready? This I is the it. Final one. This will determine.
Can we make a rule that's got to play at least for 5 seconds so one sound staff doesn't chime in right away?
Okay,
it's got to play for 5 seconds before anyone can
I'll
chime in.
I'll give you guys 5 seconds.
Let everyone hearing
and
digest
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't make any sounds. Don't make any notes. But then who gets to guess?
After 5 seconds, you can buzz in.
So oh, get, okay. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Seconds is up.
I hear it. I just don't know
Steph.
It.
Steph.
What is it?
We've heard this song probably 7 times today. Flowers, Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Yes. Instead of calling it the 8-bit hits, I'm going to call it 1-bit Steph.
Seriously, Steph.
That Guns N' Roses song, though. It goes to you.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And as always, download our podcast if you missed any part. It's available wherever you get your podcasts, also on the Odyssey app and on our website, mix941.fm. We're going through some of the entries for the Like My Mama contest. Do you and your mom look alike? We want to see pictures of you. So many of you have entered. Going through these photos is amazing. I love them. I am so happy right now. So upload your picture of you and mom and or maybe you and your daughter, and you could be in the running for a really cool grand prize. Every day we're going to pick a winner. You're going to get a cool Mother's Day gift basket. And then on Friday, we're going to draw the grand prize, which is a night stay at the Westgate, a spa treatment for two, dinner for two at Fresco Italiano, and a Mother's Day treasure from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. So upload those photos. I can't get enough of them. They're amazing. Mix941.fm. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Mercedes asked the question, what do you have too many of? Answers range from mugs to shot glasses to this.
Patricia, what do you have too many of in your house?
I have 3 too many kids.
Oh, man. I don't know if you can get rid of those. I'll trade you for a coffee mug.
Yeah, grab another kid right there.
3 mugs for a kid.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2055 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.